fish bees thingamabob. 'Cause a juxtaposition of oxymorons and heartbreak is just too long. It's just too long. Bonjour, amigos. Bienvenido, secret friends. That's the Lily Gladstone of podcast bass players, Fish B. Gladys. Oh, she was behind me. Now she's over at the window. Don't worry. Everything is fine. Let's take a weird turn, shall we? Let's talk about the podcast for a minute. I'll be the first to admit, and happily the last to admit, truth be told, I'm really not that fucking concerned about the order, but just for the sake of a rhetorical lead, I'll be the first to admit that we are a wild experiment. We're quirky and provocative and silly and emotional and subtle and brash and dumb and scared and lost and unpredictable and dialed the fuck in. Dare I say, dialed the fuck in like a motherfucker. And I don't know if we're always bursting with joy, but I hope that's the sentiment that comes across more often than not. This thing really does come from a place of love. We don't have an agenda. We talk politics and stuff, but we really don't have an agenda. We're not trying to prove anyone wrong. Actually, we're not trying to do a lot of stuff. Not only are we not trying to prove anyone wrong, we're not trying to be funny. We're not trying to sound smart. We're not trying to be too serious. We're not trying to rush. We're just not pushing any agenda. How you feel about stuff is in between your and your thoughts. Not trying to persuade anyone of anything. And I know it, maybe we have a lot in common, maybe we have basically nothing in common. But here's a trait that my hunch is we share. Especially people that have gravitated to the Bob. Again, because a juxtaposition of oxymorons and heartbreak is just too wordy even for us. But those of us that are here, fair to say that at the very least, we're trying to be the best version of ourselves. Trying to get as close as we can to our potential without exploding in the process. And we're also trying to be more curious and less judgmental. Which is my favorite lesson of all the lessons that come from Coach Lasso. Go Greyhounds. We're Richmond till we die. Trying to be more curious and less judgmental. And you know what else we learned from Coach Lasso? We believe in belief. You know what else we believe in? Tiny miracles and big miracles and better days. You don't work on this project for as long as we have and as passionately as we have if we don't believe in tiny and big miracles. Remember, I'm the first to admit we're a wild experiment. A lot of things that typically don't go together. In fact, I've written a poem about it. That's my pre-poetry recital routine. I trust you understand. Straight face. Here we go. Deadpan. Like a song so beautiful that the world's better just because it exists. Like Florida's fat and well-fucked ducks in the laziest of lazy rivers. Breezing and bobbing and basking and more breezing and more bobbing for good measure. Amongst the most majestic manatees and their perfect baked potato noses for breathing. Oh, excuse me. It appears I've messed up the entire poetry selection. And Fishbee, that would have been an excellent place for a keytar. Because the last line of this masterpiece isn't about their perfect baked potatoes noses. That's not right either. Their perfect baked potato noses for the breathing. And to think, Fishbee, to think we were this close to pulling it off. But you dropped the keytar and motherfucker, I flubbed the last line. The poetry gods are not smiling upon me. Motherfuck. All right, let's do Fishbee's questions and keep this thing in order. Sookie, sookie, you hairless Wookie cookie. It's me, Fishbee. And if the Founding Fathers really cared about the Constitution, why were they all too busy to type it? And how devastated were you when you learned that Dicks.com was a sporting goods business? And brilliant question. Today's category is money, 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 year to date. I just read what Fishbee tells me to read. And I'm told today's category is money, 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 year to date. But first, the questions. If the Founding Fathers really cared about the Constitution, why were they all too busy to type it? Come on, Fishbee, come on. I don't know the answer. Because they didn't really have... I mean, they had printing presses, but they didn't have, you know, typewriters per se. But why? I don't know. the penmanship of the document was world class. And you don't want to deny the world that type of penmanship. And plus, the founding fathers were busy, you know? They're busy making money, and unfortunately, you know, the slaves, they're busy. They're busy type of. And how devastated was I to learn that Dicks.com was a sporting goods business? Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that one didn't pan out the way my Googling intended. Sporting goods, huh? And on their commercials, it's just, it's funny that the name is Dicks.com always, just because, you know, it's Dicks.com. But broadcaster of NFL fame, really, Kay Adams, does their commercials. I don't know if you've ever really listened to the tone and tenor of Kay Adams' voice, but she's beautiful, but if you're blind, she's the most beautiful woman in the world. She's got the most beautiful voice I've ever heard. Kay Adams. Oh my gosh. It's really incredible. But again, she's doing commercials for a sporting goods business. Today's brilliant question. Again, the category, and I just read what Fishbee writes. Money, 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 year to date. Today's question. Which company has lost the most value thus far in 2024? Is it Tesla? Is it Dollar Tree? Or is it Boeing, who can't keep the doors on the planes? Which company has lost the most value in 2024? Year to date. My guess, because I don't know, is Tesla, and that's the final answer, Reej. So year to date, 2024, Tesla has lost 31% of its value. Dollar Tree, 9% of its value. And Boeing, who can't keep the doors on the planes, down 29%. Therefore, the correct answer, the company losing the most value in 2024, for a while, I believe it was the worst performing year-to-date stock, like in the S&P 500, wasn't it? I don't know if it still is, but it was like right fucking there, is Tesla. Tesla's got a pivot now. They make great EVs, but a lot of companies also do that. Will Tesla win the robot wars? I think that's the biggest question for the future of Tesla stock. And I don't know the answer. And by the way, did you notice that since I said I don't hate, but I don't love crypto as an asset class? Straight fucking up. Straight fucking records. And I would have predicted that if that prediction wouldn't have made the inverse occur. We only have 15 minutes. Up by noon at the latest every single weekday, except for last week because the wheels fell off. May we all be extra forgiving today. Sadios, Fishbee.